Well, David, I guess you almost shake your head in disbelief sometimes when you pick up the newspapers. Today's latest revelation, the main headline, Pompey face new £1.6 million tax fight. What's your reaction to that headline?
Well, I certainly pick up the newspaper in disbelief if it's the Portsmouth News, because I think they have only a passing acquaintance with the facts most of the time. But listen, they're reporting this morning. Obviously, the administrator has said what he said yesterday. For me, that's not something I would have made public, but you know, he has made it public, and it is what it is. It's not new news for us. We've known for a little while that this period, whilst we search for a new owner, was always going to be difficult from a cash flow point of view. And as I say, it is what it is.
Why have the payments been missed? Just explain to the layman.
Well, quite simply because the club does not have the funding that would have been there if our previous owner had been in place. So it's a fairly straightforward set of circumstances for us.
Who has the responsibility to make those payments then? Should they have been paid by Balaram Chanrai, by Paul Pym?
Well, ultimately, the club has a responsibility to make those payments, and it's been a very difficult balancing act. As I said, the funding of our previous investor fell away at the end of November, and it's been a very difficult 2 months of trying to balance the financial position of the football club. And so, yeah, we're in a difficult position. We will remain in a difficult position until the ownership is sorted.
What are the implications specifically with HMRC with those payments being missed?
Listen, I'm not going to kind of go into any of the legalities. It's a situation that we've obviously been monitoring very closely and managing very closely. And that is, for the time being, that's between us and HMRC. We've got to manage that as best we can.
And that news, of course, follows hot on the heels of yesterday's news that Joseph Carla had withdrawn his bid as a potential buyer. How did you see that development, David?
I'm not sure whether, strictly speaking, he did withdraw his bid, but frustrating from our point of view, because I think a bit of time and resource has been wasted on the guy, and you know, he hasn't turned out to be what he claimed to be, or to do what he claimed he was going to do, and that's disappointing. But I think kind of most people probably questioned the credibility of his proposals and his plans for the club anyway, so not a massive surprise that that has happened yesterday. And you know, the process of seeking a new owner continues. We've got other interested parties. We've had other interested parties all along. You know, it's obviously important that kind of not all of the eggs were in one basket. And so, you know, we continue that pursuit to make sure that that happens as soon as possible.